Over the weekend, soprano Christina Opolais sang her heart out twice. Friday evening, she sang the lead in Puccini's Madama Butterfly. It was her debut in that role at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, a big deal. She was so excited about it that she stayed up until 5 the next morning.
And at 7:30, I get a call from Mr. Gelb. Good morning, he said.
Mr. Gelb is Peter Gelb, general manager of the Met.
I said, hello. But I didn't know that it's 7:30. I thought maybe it's 10 in the morning, you know. And then he started to speak about La Bohème. I couldn't understand him. I asked maybe repeat the question because I thought I am dreaming.
He was talking about La Bohème because the lead for Saturday's matinee was sick. Gelb was calling because he needed a replacement. Opolais said, no thanks.
Because I thought it's crazy. I didn't sing Mimi for 1 year. And after Butterfly, normally would be have no voice, you know, after I mean, tired body and everything. You cannot sing at 1.
By 1, she means 1 p.m., just hours away, without practice, without costume, without stage blocking. She told Gelb, sorry.
But then I suddenly realized that I have voice, and I thought, this is the sign.
And before she knew it, Gelb was explaining the situation to the audience at the Met.
In the history of the Metropolitan Opera, there has never been a situation where a soprano has sung Butterfly one night and the next morning sung Mimi.
Soprano Christina Opolais in her second debut role at the New York Metropolitan Opera in less than 24 hours. By the way, in her last-minute effort to brush up on her role, she went online and did what any of us might do.
I was trying to repeat the role from YouTube, you know.
YouTube did not get credit in the Met's program.